From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. At the end of December 2020, Indonesia completed its two-year term as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, which saw it assuming the Council's presidency twice. Indonesia's UN membership focused on the role of the Blue Helmets in helping maintain world peace. Indonesia has been participating in the UN peacekeeping mission since 1957 and remains committed to contributing to the organization's efforts to maintain peace in conflict-torn parts of the world. As Korpantaranus Agency on Friday, Indonesia Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated, Indonesia's participation in the UN peacekeeping mission is the implementation of the mandate of the fourth paragraph of the preamble to the 1945 Constitution to create world order and is an integral part of its foreign policy and diplomacy. Indonesia has received the second consignment of Chinese firm Sinovac Biotech COVID-19 candidate vaccine, with the government seeking authorization for the vaccine's emergency use within weeks. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, the additional 1.8 million doses of the CoronaVac vaccine arrived at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport on Thursday, bringing the total to 3 million ready-to-use doses in Indonesia has received so far after the first batch arrived on December 6. Its efficacy, however, is still inconclusive. Authorities have been quick to focus on mass vaccination throughout the country, which has been fighting an uphill battle against the novel coronavirus with a lack of PCR testing and tracing. In the near future, it's expected that 15 million doses of bulk vaccine from Sinovac, which will then be manufactured into individual doses by Biopharma, will also arrive in Indonesia. Sailors from the Denpasar Naval Base on Friday partook in the efforts to conduct a coastal cleanup drive on the Indonesian island of Bali's Kuta Beach, strewn with marine debris since December 30, 2020. As reported by Antaranus Agency on Friday, Denpasar Naval Base Commander Colonel Ketut Budiantara informed journalists on the sidelines of the cleanup mission that NEO must start this cleanup efforts. He explained the marine litter washing ashore this popular beach was a matter of serious concern since it is not only made it appear unsightly, but it could also harm coastal wildlife. Budiantara cautioned that if the marine debris had drifted onto the docks area, it could also disrupt vessel traffic. He then appealed to local residents and tourists to keep the Kuta Beach clean. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. coronavirus cases crossed the 20 million mark on Friday as officials seek to speed up vaccination and more infectious variant services in Colorado, California, and Florida. The United States has been a spike in number of daily COVID-19 fatalities since Thanksgiving, with 78,000 lives lost in December. A total of 345,000 have died of COVID-19, or one of every 950 U.S. residents since the virus first emerged in China late in 2019. As reported by Reuters.com, to slow the death toll, Senator Mitt Romney on Friday urged the U.S. government to enlist veterinarians and combat medics to give out coronavirus vaccination. The U.S. rate of new COVID-19 infection increased in the second half of last year. An analysis of Reuters data shows it took 200 days to reach the first 5 million cases, 93 days to go from 5 million cases to 10 million, 31 days from 10 million to 15 million cases, and only 25 days to go from 15 million to 20 million cases. A new era has begun for the United Kingdom after it completed its formal separation from the European Union. As quoted by BBC.com, the UK stopped following European Union rules at 2300 hours GMT as replacement arrangement for travel, trade, immigration, and security cooperation came into force. Boris Johnson said the UK had freedom in the hands and the ability to do things differently and better now the long Brexit process was over. But opponents of leaving European Union maintain the country will be worse off. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, whose ambition it is to take an independent Scotland back into the European Union, keep the light on. BBC Europe editor Katia Adler said there was a sense of relief in Brussels that the Brexit process was over. Pfizer, in cooperation in its partner BioNTech, plan to give volunteers who receive a placebo in its COVID-19 vaccine trial an option to receive a first dose of the vaccine by March 1, 2021, while staying within the study. As reported by Reuters.com, the company stated on their website for trial participants that the trial vaccine transition option allows all participants age 16 or older the choice to discover whether they were given the placebo, and for participants who learn they received the placebo to have the option to receive the investigational vaccine while staying in the study. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and a panel of its outside advisor have expressed concern over Pfizer's unblinding plan, saying it could make it harder to continue collecting data on safety and effectiveness needed to win full FDA approval of the vaccine. An Afghan journalist has been shot dead in an attack by a gunman in the central province of Ghor. As quoted by BBC.com, Bismillah Aymak, the editor-in-chief of a local radio station, is at least the fifth journalist to be killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 months. According to Reporters Without Borders, Aymak survived at least one other attempt on his life months ago. Afghan rights campaigners and pro-government figures have also been targeted in a new and worrying trend. Many of the incidents go unclaimed by any militant group, but officials have accused the Taliban of being responsible for the majority of the killings. That was the news. first news from across the country is from Agamwe, Sumatra. A population of rare and protected flower plants, Rafflesia arnoldi, began blooming in Agam Regency, West Sumatra, a few days towards the end of 2020. Head of the Agam Resort Natural Resources Conservation Resorts, Ade Putra, in Lubuk, Basung, last Tuesday said that based on the data, there are 14 distribution points of the flower population of Rafflesia, which are scattered in Palupuh, Tanjung Raya, Matur, Palembayan, Baso, Malalak, Kamang Magek, and Tilatang Kamang District. It is estimated that by the beginning of 2021, some of the flower population points will begin to bloom. In West Sumatra, it is known that there are three species of Rafflesia that grow there, namely Rafflesia arnoldi, Rafflesia gadutensis, and Rafflesia halseri, all of which are protected species. Next news comes from Bandung, West Java. President Director of PT Hyundai Motor Indonesia, Song Jong Ha, officially handed over three electric cars to Governor of West Java Ridwan Kamil at the Pakuan State Building in Bandung City. With this handover, West Java became the first province in Indonesia to have official operational vehicle in the form of electric cars. Governor Ridwan Kamil explained that two of the electric cars will be used as operational vehicle for his service as West Java Governor and Deputy Governor, Uu Ruzanul Ulum. Another unit will be used for police operation of the governor's guard. He added that the regional government of West Java province will gradually divert all official vehicles into electric cars to save up to 1/5 of the budget for fuel cost. Last news comes from Jaya Wijaya District, Papua. The Ministry of Health has approved 4 new community health centers in Jaya Wijaya District, Papua Province to be independent. Head of the Jaya Wijaya Health Office, Dr. Willy Mambeu, said that the 4 were only approved in December 2020. With this addition, now there are 18 community health centers in Jaya Wijaya that are independent. He said that the 4 health centers have met the requirements to stand on their own because they have already human resources for doctors, midwives, nurses, nutritionists, and pharmacists. With this recognition from the Ministry of Health, the 4 community health centers can also get assistance from the Ministry of Health to support health services. That was news from across the country.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on January 2, 1942, when Japan conquered Manila. The Japanese launched a sudden attack at Clark Air Base in Pampanga, the Philippines, on December 8, 1941. The aerial bombardment was followed by the landing of Japanese troops on Luzon. The defense of the Philippines and the United States Army, under the leadership of General Douglas MacArthur, was under pressure from the Japanese Army. The Philippines was finally occupied by Japanese troops on January 2, 1942. On May 6, 1942, the Philippines was under control by the Japanese. The last event was in 1962 on the establishment of Mandala Command by President Sukarno. Mandala Command was formed by Sukarno on January 2, 1962 after the People's Triple Command or Tri Komando Rakyat Trikora operation. This was a 2-year conflict launched by Indonesia to merge the western part of Papua with Indonesia, and it was commanded in Yogyakarta through Presidential Decree No. 1-1962. The Mandala Command, based in Makassar, South Sulawesi, was formed to liberate West Irian. Thanks to Mandala Command, the representative of the United States, Ellsworth Bunker, submitted a proposal to the Dutch-Indonesian problem, which could finally be resolved with West Irian returning to Indonesian territory. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan Kelak suatu hari Ku akan menjadi Cahaya bagi Indonesia Ayolah kawan Bersama kita akan harumi Indo
Bersamamu Indonesia Indonesia
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto says that apart from the COVID-19 vaccine, the increasing number of domestic retail investors during the pandemic will help Indonesia's economy recover and be more stable in 2021. Closing the 2020 stock exchange trading in Jakarta, Minister Erlangga hopes that vaccination will become a game changer in the health sector and in the economic sector. He also remarked that the job creation law, vaccination, resilience of retail investors as well as government transparency and accountability will make Indonesia capital markets and economy more stable and recover in 2021. He further explained that the pandemic period became a momentum for domination of domestic investors' ownership, with the highest number of domestic investor ownership in the history of the Indonesian capital market. Of the total shareholdings listed on the Indonesia Stock Exchange, 50.44% belong to domestic retail investors, while the rest belong to foreign investors. Domestic retail investors also dominate the average daily transaction value of the stock exchange. Data on the annual basis year-to-date from January to November 2020 shows 45.9% of which was contributed by transaction activities carried out by retail investors. Minister Erlangga also pointed out that currently the government is making efforts to control the COVID-19 pandemic, which is also supported by increasing people's purchasing power so that production activities could start again. He added that with the vaccination planning in 2021, it is hoped that it can prevent the expansion of the COVID-19 cases and will increase community mobility, which in turn will boost economic activity. The government estimates that next year's economic growth will be in the range of 4.5% to 5.5%, and the government will continue to allocate funds for economic recovery as well as for prevention of the COVID-19 countermeasures. Therefore, Minister Erlangga hopes that the Indonesian people must be enthusiastic about fighting the COVID-19 pandemic so that this pandemic can be passed together, and this can encourage the recovery of the national economy. That was My Indonesia.
Cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
RRI Was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to take you to enjoy the beauty of Parang Kursi Beach in Banyuwangi, East Java. Listener, there is a beach in Banyuwangi in East Java called Parang Kursi Beach, because there is a large rock that is shaped like a chair about 15 until 20 meters high. This beach is located in Ringinagung, Pesanggaran District, Banyuwangi Regency. The access to Parang Kursi Beach is quite difficult because this beach is still natural and there is no adequate road. Visitors still have to pass through bushes, forests, steep hills, and barren gold mining areas. Therefore, tourists should use the right vehicle to get to the beach. But it's guaranteed that all your fetish will pay off when you see the beauty of Parang Kursi Beach. At Parang Kursi Beach, you will see the view of the sloping beach with reddish white sand, green moss that sticks to the rocks, and large rocks that are neatly arranged to make this beach look beautiful. There is a giant rock visible on the right side when you enter the sand beach area. The view of this giant rock can be seen clearly at low tide, and at that time, visitors can walk closer. When the tide is high, the entire area of white sand around the rock is submerged by water, and it looks like a small island separated by land. The shady trees around the beach with blue seawater, accompanied by the rustling of the beach waves gushing over the rocks, add to the beauty of this beach. Facilities at this tourism spot are inadequate, this place is perfect for tourists who have a hobby of photography because there are many beautiful objects that can be captured. This attraction is open 24 hours every day, including weekends and holidays. Besides, there is no fee for admission. Therefore, it is such a waste if you do not visit the Parang Kursi Beach tourism attraction. Even though the place is remote and touches your adrenaline, it is extremely beautiful. Listeners, if you like photography, like nature tourism, especially related to water or beaches, Parang Kursi Beach is a perfect destination. This is the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Thank you.
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, besides being a part of the indigenous cultures of Indonesia, herbal medicines, jamu, have also been trusted by the Indonesian people for their efficacy in maintaining health. Especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic, public awareness of consuming herbal medicine as a booster for the immune system has also increased. Besides being popular among the public for their usefulness, Indonesian herbal medicine products have also reaped achievements in the international arena. Sido Muncul, one of the largest herbal medicine producers in Indonesia, has won an award from Forbes. One of the largest herbal medicine companies in Indonesia, PT Industri Jamu dan Farmasi Sido Muncul TBK, received an award for the best of the best category in early December 2020 by Forbes. For Sido Muncul, this award is the third achievement, because the company experienced growth in sales, net profit, and return on equity. Previously, Sido Muncul also won the Asia Best Under a Billion Award from Forbes in November 2020. In this category, Forbes chose 200 of the total 18,000 companies in the Asia-Pacific region with the best performance based on company growth and profit. In addition to highlighting sales and profits, Forbes also highlighted how these 200 companies have innovated amid the pandemic. In the future, Sido Muncul will build a herbal medicine museum and research center in Central Java. With this museum, it is hoped that the public can know the history of herbal medicine as well as get to know more about Sido Muncul. Apart from being one of the efforts to contribute to advancing Indonesia, the museum and research center is aimed at enhancing the tourism sector in Central Java, which will lead to regional revenue. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
kali ini ku rasakan ada yang beda. Tadinya tak pernah menatapnya lebih lama. Awalnya biasa, semakin hari semakin berbeda.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Ariati to be sung by M. Rivani. The song Ariati was composed by an Indonesian composer, Ismail Marzuki. It is an old song, but it is still well known until now. In addition to its keroncong genre, the song has been sung by many Indonesian singers in a pop genre. The lyrics of the song Ariati tells about someone's admiration for the woman of his dreams. In this song, the accompaniment of ukulele music is quite dominant. Emery Vani's strong vocal character makes this keroncong song nice to listen to. Well, listener, here is Emery Vani with the song entitled Ariati. Happy listening!
seribu satu malam. Hanya
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Voice of Indonesia.
coba sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa.
Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling? Atau meringis? But I gotta say, I love you man.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.